This is a Rooster Teeth production.
Oh man, this is really sounding good today. What's different? It's usually sounds really bad and like choppy, but that was good. Oh, the intro, right. Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation. I mean, legitimately, we can't try every new fast food creation. We do our best, but I feel like maybe legal wants to take a look at that because we could be opening ourselves up for a lawsuit.
We've been doing this for a year.
Yeah, and so I'm just saying after a year, we could be in hot water, okay?
That's
also, let me
risk.
Finish. I'm doing the intro, Eric. You're not part of the intro, okay? To let you know if you need it, you probably do. Although based on our ratings, a lot of times you don't. Thanks to DoorDash.
That's another bold
statement. And HelloFresh for making this show possible. It's very bold. I feel like someone a bit more, their head in the clouds wrote that, you know,
yeah.
Back in the day. By the way, I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, J-Unit!
Now recording.
Well, great. Now he's recording. What the fuck? That was a perfect intro, and it got ruined right at the end, and the audience isn't even going to hear that. A robot entered the call to tell us that they were recording it.
Correct.
4 minutes after we started recording.
You're going to have to put in the little Craig soundbite that says now recording. I think that'd be great.
I straight up hate that fool. I hate Craig, dude. Craig, you use him for backup audio, and when he works, it's great when you need it, but he quits all the time. He gets lazy. I look over Craig, he's gone. Oh, thanks for nothing, Craig.
Yeah. Craig is unreliable, and it's something we're planning on bringing up in his performance review.
Yeah. I'm going to get him in room and say, hey, Craig, read this.
Record this.
It's going to be a piece of paper that says control alt delete. And he just goes, no.
Divide by zero.
So naturally, today we're reviewing Denny's Big Dipper Melt. How about that?
What is the energy in this
crickets.
Episode is so weird.
This is what happens with the dipper melt inside me. By the way, if this is your first time listening to Face Jam, we've already eaten the food. But I fear you haven't made it this far because your terror of thinking we might take a bite has prevented you from a year or longer from daring to even listen to find out if we eat the food. But if you know someone who's afraid to listen, say they don't eat the food.
Yeah, if you've been desperate to listen to this show and have just been waiting for an answer to this question instead of just, you know, giving it a shot and finding out, here's the answer. We don't eat on the show.
Right.
Except the,
so
the
keep
snacks
listening.
At the end.
Yeah, but we don't eat into the microphones during when we eat the snack.
Well, we don't.
Who does?
Unprofessional people who will not be named.
Some people start lip smacking when they're enjoying their peanut butter.
Talking about Nick?
Or their little moon crumbs.
Fucking moon crumbs, dude. Cheesy moon crumbs.
I still like those. You guys were wrong about that.
Look, that's fine. You can like them. Not good.
I agree.
So we did it.
Naturally,
guys.
Naturally, we ate the Denny's Big Dipper.
We got Denny.
Is anyone else disappointed that it wasn't like, I don't know, astronomy based? It was just meat and cheese on bread.
How did you want it to be astronomy?
Where's the Big Dipper part?
Well, it's called Big Dipper. He's got a point.
Yeah.
No, you
Where's
dip
the
it.
Fun? Where are the stars? Yeah, but that wasn't clear.
Yeah, but they clearly played off of it. Where's the big? Where's the, you know, it's, yes,
I mean,
you
it's
dip
like a larger
the sandwich.
Than average
you can't
sandwich,
call it a big
It wasn't
dipper,
that big.
And then it was, okay, now I'm in the middle somewhere. I'm agreeing with him on that. Uh-huh. Look, you say Big Dipper, you're clearly playing off the Big Dipper. And yes, it's a sandwich you dip, but I don't know. Take me to space is all I'm saying. But
how,
I will say.
How do you want, how did, how?
That's not for me to do. That's
yeah,
their job.
That's not my
okay?
problem.
I can't tell you how to do it. I can just tell you they didn't. Okay? They didn't.
But
do
I don't
it.
Know what you want. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not on the same page because I don't even know what it would be. Like, none of this conjures.
Then
like,
maybe they shouldn't have called it that.
Did you turn on your left blinker?
Yes.
He's letting you know which side of the argument he's on.
Now my hazards are on because this is a dangerous situation.
I will say for something called the Big Dipper, I don't know about the space thing, but as far as the dipping goes, not really on board with what was happening there.
One, not required at all.
Correct.
Two,
it was a wet sandwich.
Look, why make the sandwich wet?
It was greasy.
It was.
I don't know. We'll get into.
Yeah, we can't talk about the food. We got to relax, guys. Oh, that comes later.
I'm sorry.
We don't do that in this part.
The vibe is off.
Yeah,
we're all over the place. Stick to the script.
Hang on, Eric's yelling. We're getting there. I think what would help bring the vibe back is if someone got out, walked over to the trash can, fished out some of that dip, and dumped it on Eric's car. We'd be right back where we were.
It is another windy day here, and we were at risk of that happening again.
Dude, yep. Joe was pissed. He was trying to knock our shit over again.
Yep.
He was up
Big
there
man upstairs
up.
Trying to do something about it. It's fucked
I
up.
I think we did. I don't know what we did to upset Big Joe.
Well, here's the thing. Here's
uh-huh.
what I think. And this is maybe just to make me feel better about ourselves. Uh-huh. Maybe he's not punishing us. Maybe we are just recording, and he's just dropping deadlifts.
Oh,
we just record on his workout days. He's a big guy, you know, and just the shockwave, you know, he's one of those guys that just throws it. He doesn't put them down for
straight up just lunking it. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Unless you're like in a competition lifting like the heaviest weight of your life. There's just literally no reason to drop it 3 feet off the ground.
Correct.
But you know, he does it. Uh-huh. And then everyone like kind of jumps.
His whole life is
it's like a metal clang. Yeah. And you look around and go, who did that and why? And then blue cheese is on your car. So that's what I think happened.
Before we started this episode, Nick was so quick to be like, did you see how many people agree with me about the blue cheese in the last episode?
It's like that it's the best blue cheese like ever.
Yeah. And I saw one person.
I saw one person as well.
Yeah,
I'm
I saw
sure
one person we work with. One person we work with defending Nick, and that was it.
I think Nick was probably like, can you post a comment to say I'm right? I gotta prove these guys right.
I'm surprised we haven't had Denny's in this long.
Yeah, it wasn't by design. It's just kind of like their things that they do for a limited time aren't that interesting. Or and this is a great example. Not right. super interesting
Didn't
when it comes to
space in any way.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with space travel.
They got us
up.
With the name on this one.
It was fucked up, man.
Yep.
They tricked us.
Wait, am I in the right mic?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wait, hang on. We're good.
That was close.
This thing will not go backwards.
Speaking of space, we can announce that we're doing a live stream on April 1st. Well, it's like, I'm not sure if it's like the pre-tape thing or if it's live, but either way, there will be another like Snack Attack
sure?
style stream on April 1st. I don't
How
know the
sure
time or anything
you?
Yet.
What's Give me a percentage of this. What's the percentage
what?
This is happening? Likelihood.
95? Like,
65?
Are we a Pfizer vaccine or are we a Johnson & Johnson?
We're not a Johnson & Johnson. We're definitely a Pfizer.
Okay. It seems
so
pretty
it's like
certain.
It's
then.
In the 90s, but we don't know how effective it's going to be
right.
against
right.
the new variants of snacks.
And we have to do it in two parts.
Because new snacks are coming out every day, and he's got old data from pre-existing snacks.
Right.
It's true.
Right.
Okay.
So anyway,
and we're gonna have to do half the stream.
Stop touching your head. It's unsettling.
I'm just waiting for you guys.
And then we'll come back and do the other half.
You'll be waiting all goddamn day.
A little booster.
I'm trying to tie it into the space thing because so far I've said speaking
exist.
Of space and then saying that we're gonna do this thing. I haven't connected the dot on what we're doing that involves.
Oh,
space.
He's getting there.
Ooh, like a constellation connecting the dots.
So
Orion's belt. It was the cat.
Yeah, the cat in Men in Black. That was Orion's belt.
Maybe they're doing a thing like that in Denny's. It's in the sandwich.
That's what they should have done.
We're going to eat. We're going to be astronauts. Space Jam in space.
Whoa!
What?
We're going to go see Joe?
Space Jam in space. Space Jam. We can't call it that. We can't. That's not the name of it.
Why?
Space Jam.
Michael Jordan. Space Jam.
Michael Jordan. Space Jam. Michael Jordan, Jordan presents Space Jam.
Space Jam
is not the name of what we're doing.
But it could be. But that could those be. Are the shirts we will be selling, not in the store, not in the store, but in person.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be handmade
out of the trunk of Nick's car. We'll be writing Michael, Jordan presents Space Jam on white T-shirts with a Sharpie.
Okay.
I have one question. I have one question.
Yeah.
Is Lola Bunny going to be there?
Oh,
and
boy.
And which one is it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Is it the good one?
Which one's the one? Which
or is it the one I'm mad about?
Is it the one that makes Jordan feel things? Or the one that's just like a bunny?
qualifying one is the good one.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Is this the good
rabbit?
Exactly
what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Lola Bunny will not be there.
Hang on. Look, I know the difference between a person and a rabbit, and she skews more person than rabbit, okay?
Well, she used to.
If you put rabbit ears on a person and compared that to basketball trunks on a rabbit, okay, one would look more like Lola Bunny than the other, and it ain't the bunny, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's not that weird.
Basketball trunks on a rabbit. You just imagine the focus group where it's rabbit ears on a person and basketball trunks on a rabbit going, which one do you want to see?
Yeah, which one is Lola Bunny closer to? And I'll judge how weird you are. Okay. If you're out there going, man, that rabbit in basketball shorts, there's something about it. You know, I'm with you. But...
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, dude.
What were we talking about?
Anyway, April 1st, we're going to eat space food. We're going to go to space.
Zoom.
Space Jam presents space.
Keep saying that. We're not going to space.
We got the right stuff. We're going to space.
So there you go. That's what we're doing. April 1st. Follow Face Jam Pod on Twitter, and you'll get more information.
Oh, wait. April 1st?
Okay. Yeah.
I think I can do it. Maybe.
Are you available?
I can be available.
I mean, we already talked about it, I thought, that you said you were fine.
Yeah, but I say a lot of things without thinking.
Oh, that's good. I'll keep that in mind.
I just want to get it over with. And so I go,
get
whatever you're talking to me about. We're not eating. We're not talking about eating. And I just want it over. And then later I go,
Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I'm getting my foot removed that day.
Oh, no.
Like, hypothetically, I'm not, but...
Right.
You're not actually. Okay. I thought it was diabetes coming for you.
As far as I know, I might have agreed to it, and I just haven't thought about it yet, because I wanted that conversation to be over.
Whatever, doctor. Sure, yeah. Take my foot. Whatever.
Denny's! Okay. Now we're back on track. We're grooving.
Right.
We're zipping through the stars.
Now, the thing about Denny's right now is it was so fucking packed. We could have eaten inside, but if we decided to do that, we would have had to wait probably half an hour for a table.
Not only that, but I'm going to say...
Go ahead. No, you, please.
No, please, after you.
I simply must insist.
Okay, well, what I was going to say was, you know, COVID aside... It's dangerous to eat in a Denny's anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
You often get sick. I think we don't know that COVID didn't come from there.
Mmm.
Ah.
Listen, maybe we'll learn more about the cleanliness of Denny's as we get into-
What's Denny's?
Denny's.
Really thought I was going to slide that one in.
Cat Denny's?
We will learn the cleanliness of Cat Denny's as we get into the facts section of the show.
Guys, I just Googled Cat Denny's hygiene, and there are some weird pictures coming up.
How many feet? There are a lot of feet pics. Where'd Eric go? I looked over. He's trying to hide. He's looking down at his phone for feet pics.
Listen, between the Lola Bunny conversation and this thing, I don't like... This is a weird episode.
I'm just going to say, it's not that weird, but you brought it up. Lola Bunny, you want to talk... Lola Bunny, you want to talk about feet?
I'm just saying, if feet,
no socks, no shoes, a rabbit, they're just out. No. She's like a rabbit person. You know what I mean?
Eric just keeps looking at me, and I don't know what to do. He keeps looking at you.
He's making me go, like, feel normal.
He's looking at you, and he's going, they're on to me.
They're like... Oh, man.
All right.
Jordan, what were you going to say about eating inside of Denny's?
I was going to say it's not surprising because once, you know, when the whole state opens up for no apparent reason, the people are going to flock to Denny's like places, which when Michael said we weren't sure that Denny's wasn't the origin of COVID-19, I had the thought, I mean, Denny's really is like the wet market of like fast food dining restaurants.
I mean, this is a wet sandwich, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Very wet food.
This was wet food. Absolutely.
And just kind of in my own experience going to Denny's as a child, more so than other restaurants, I feel like kind of a free for all. You go to Denny's for breakfast on the weekend, and it's like the customers not only vastly outnumber the employees there, but they just kind of let people do whatever they want. I remember going to Denny's as a kid when you could still smoke in restaurants. Uh-huh. And people smoking at Denny's is just burned into my brain of just like jamming hundreds of people into a Denny's where they were just like trampling each other to get into their booths to eat their $3 steaks for breakfast.
It's like the people who work at the subway stations in Tokyo just like cramming people onto the train during rush hour.
Yeah.
It's that, but with people in the booths, it's just like they're using brooms to like get them in there.
There's a person doing it into the booths and then the person that does it with the food.
Yeah.
And they just cram it in.
It's a it's a cram filled kind of restaurant, you know?
It really like, is sort just of like a, it's what I would call a cram and slam.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Not 100%. A cramming and slamming.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird that they have numbers on the tables, all the booths and stuff, but they're not in order. What's up with that?
What? Do you think they know that?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Is that not
I remember
in the
being a kid
sheet?
And being like, oh, we're sitting at number 12, but why is number 28 across from us?
Right. Huh. They have a cool numbering system. I don't know. That's interesting.
I just remembered. We have a lot of like, whenever we're in this part of it, where we're talking about the restaurant and past experiences, ones that we that we don't go to, we don't really have a whole lot. So I figured since we all have experience with Denny's, I wrote a haiku about Denny's.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's see it.
Is this your new thing? I like this.
Drunk at 3 a.m. Nowhere else to eat, I guess. Dinosaur nuggets.
That
it
was
tracks.
Great.
I counted.
That was
I counted
fantastic.
Them. It tracks.
I knew you would. I knew you would.
I feel like that is everyone's experience with Denny's through their teens and 20s. That is
that's
incredible.
Oh, I got everything. Out before then.
You got out?
I got out. I've never been in Denny's in my 20s. I got out, man.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been there as an adult. I was only there with my family.
Oh, wow.
Why would I ever go back to that hellscape?
I think the last time I went, I was 20 or like 21.
It is like...
It was the Hobbit breakfast.
Yeah, getting slammed, just hammered after like a concert or something and then just going like, well, we can't keep drinking out in front of this place, so let's just go to Denny's and we'll get buffalo chicken strips.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's the only place that's open.
Yeah.
Because they're always open.
I didn't do that until I got to Austin. I skipped that from like high school until like my mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Denny's would have been a hot zone if that had happened back in New Jersey. They were everywhere. But here it was kind of like go downtown, get slammed, and then eat those big sandwiches.
Ah, yeah. Go to like Starseeds Cafe.
Starseeds is the Denny's in Austin, yeah. Hmm. Or it's like a Denny's. There's only one.
Yeah.
And it's where you go when you're drunk at 3 a.m.
But that's what it is, a diner, right?
But they don't have dinosaur nuggets, so.
It's true.
That's what I used to get when I was a kid.
Mm. There's no way they were good, right?
No, I don't think there is any way that they were good, but I didn't notice when I was a kid.
No.
Has there ever been... And this is objective, I suppose. If you consider like fast food nuggets good, your McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever you're eating, I feel like a telltale sign of bad nuggets are when they're shapes.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a shitty subpar nugget. Let's just make it look like something. Mm-hmm. And then maybe people will just kind of like it because it's shaped like something.
But the McDonald's nuggets, yeah.
I knew you were going to say it. Or one of the listeners was going to comment, well, McDonald's
are
shapes.
Yeah, the bone and the ball.
Yeah. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about like discernible.
We're talking about
it's also that's a very
fun
like,
shapes.
Yeah,
it's something.
I wouldn't describe bone as a fun shape.
Exactly. When you're talking about
dinosaur is fun.
That's a dinosaur. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Come on now. Let's be realistic. They should have had a space theme. It doesn't make sense. Why didn't we go to the stars for the Big Dipper?
True.
I'm bringing it back.
All they need to do was put like a little Big Dipper grill mark on the sandwich, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, it's asking.
Wow.
I feel like what? That's asking a lot of Denny's.
I'm just saying it's the least they could have done.
No, I agree. I think we're on the same page. It's just that the least they could have done is way more to ask of Denny's than anyone has ever asked of Denny's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
My fact sheet was kind of fallen, and I picked it up and I fixed it, and there was a phrase right in the center of it that leapt out at me and attacked my senses.
Yeah, I see it too.
I couldn't look away.
Uh-huh.
So, do you want to start with that fact?
So, no, don't. No, they're
we'll
in an order.
You'll know because I'll get there about halfway. Well, they're in order until I skip some.
Yeah. That's true.
Unless Eric knew you would skip them and put them out of order. So he put them in a very specific arrangement.
Damn, dude. He's on
that's
to 40 me at
chess.
That point.
Yeah.
I will summarize. How do you feel about Denny's food in general? Not good food. Very cheap. At least as a kid, it was cheap and a lot of it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's
they give
Denny's
you get a milkshake and they give you a whole milkshake and then they give you all the extra milkshake in a like metal cup that's just as big as the milkshake you ordered. So you're getting like two milkshakes. A lot of food.
It's fact time.
Hell yeah.
Now I'll move on to the first Denny's fact. Opening in 1953, the restaurant's original name was Danny's Donuts, changing to Danny's Coffee Shop, then Denny's Coffee Shop, before settling on Denny's.
Why Danny first?
So I don't know where the name came from. There were two owners, and I don't think either of them were named Danny. Maybe I missed where one of them was named Danny. One guy left, and then they're like, oh, instead of Danny's Donuts, I'm going to change it to Danny's Coffee Shop. But there's another place in L.A. called Coffee Shop Danny or Coffee Dan or something. And they're like, oh, shit, it's too close. Ah, I know what we'll do. We'll change it to the very regular name Denny.
Not only very regular, but also very different from Danny.
Yeah.
It's funny how just changing one vowel can like totally change the name.
Yep.
I just feel like if you're opening in the same place as a place called Danny's and then you go, we can't be called Danny's. Let's change it to Denny. The confusion still remains. Hey, you going to Denny's later? Denny's or Danny's? Denny's. Danny's? Denny's.
Are you saying Danny's just weird? No, I'm saying Denny.
It's a very fine line.
Yes.
So
in
summation.
Denny short for Dennis?
Idiot.
Yep.
Denny's franchises most locations, but their highest grossing corporate-owned shop is on the Las Vegas Strip. The location brings in 3% of total revenue for all non-franchise stores, or sometimes up to 6% if the general manager gets on a hot streak at the Bellagio.
What? No, what? Bellagio?
The Bellagio.
Have you been to that? I walk by when I'm in Vegas. It's there. And you walk by it, and you just think, this has to be the worst Denny's you could ever possibly eat at.
Turns out you were wrong. It's the best.
Yeah, well, no, it makes the most money. I don't think it's
that,
the
because
best.
It's that
the
makes best. It the best Denny's.
Yeah, there's a direct correlation. Most equals best, dude.
That's why whenever we're under budget, our show's good.
Mm-hmm.
When they bring in money, they're the best.
That's also why original Lola is best, because most like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know the inferior one that they tried to crap into our hands.
Shove down our throats.
It's just not going to play. You know, I'll be honest, I'm not going to take it.
Right. I agree.
I'm not going to take it sitting down.
You know, it makes my donkey muscles pop when I think about it. I get so veined out. Mm-hmm. I get nuts. The rage kind of courses through my veins and I get fucking like Popeye when he eats spinach. I just get fucking like big about it. You know what I mean?
Get one big... listen, a lot of people get big when they start thinking about Lola Bunny, okay? You're not the only one. I'm glad you came out and admitted it, that you were veining and popping your nuts, but there's other people out there In 2015, police were called to an Illinois Denny's after a woman attacked her server for not letting her entire party eat off the single $4 all-you-can-eat pancake order she made. I heard she is serving 25 to life in the Grand Slammer winky smiley face. And then...
Is there a goatee on it?
Yeah, what's that at the end?
It's like he's like sticking his tongue out. He's going,
okay, I thought it's like snake tongue.
Oh, like a little snake tongue.
Okay, yeah, that plays. Usually that's like a P, though, right? A P is usually the tongue. That's why it threw me off. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
But he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it smiling. It would just be a straight
line. Yeah, it's true. As soon as they make a smiling P, then I can use it. But until then, a tilde will suffice.
Mm-hmm. It does, when you mention it, it does look like a little goatee strip, which is more unsettling.
Yeah, I thought he was like a little devil.
If it helps you guys, we can say that it's like the devil and he's winking.
I was just confused why you put the Face Jam Stock Exchange logo or symbol on there.
Oh, yeah, that's...
winky smiley face.
He's trying to get it out there. With a goatee.
He's trying to normalize it in the market.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, just 1 year later...
Mm-hmm.
One server received oral sex as a tip and had it filmed by the diners. He was fired soon after for getting his dick sucked in public, but probably leads a happy and healthy life because now he doesn't work at Denny's. What?
What?
How? I just think, yep, that's Denny's. That's the reputation they have, where you read something like this, and my thought is, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
I know, there's that joke about IHOP, where it's like you spell IHOP and then say Ness at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that this would never happen at IHOP.
No. For those curious... The video exists and is out there.
That's what showed up when I typed in Kat Dennings hygiene.
That's right.
What?
Yeah. So, what? I don't know. Just like, that guy did his risk-reward assessment and he went, I don't need to work here anymore.
I mean, yeah, worst case scenario is I don't work at Denny's anymore.
Right?
So.
Isn't that like, he's like, hang on. Am I going to turn this down for my Denny's job?
Oh, no. What if I don't work at Denny's after this?
And then every job afterwards, it says here you were let go from Denny's. What happened? Well, I was offered oral sex as a tip, and I could either turn that down and keep working at Denny's, or I could receive the oral sex and be let go. And then every job went, yeah, we understand. Yeah. No, we get that. Absolutely.
Oh, so you opted for the severance package.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't know Denny's.
Well, you think that's how they let them all go? I gotta get fired from a Denny's.
That's
wild. What you do is you sell that as like good risk assessment skills on your resume.
Smart. That's good.
Yeah, he went on to be an insurance agent. and the final fact, Dateline NPC.
You okay?
He was a non-player character, and he works at Dateline. He gives out a lot of quests, and this particular quest was Dateline NBC ran an expose, got that word right, in 2004 into the dirtiest places to dine, inspecting local restaurants and eateries to see what health code violations they found. Of all the restaurants they inspected, Denny's was the cleanest.
Whoa.
We now have scientific proof that Denny's is the cleanest restaurant to get your dick sucked in. That's crazy. That's clearly an anomaly.
I'm very
right?
surprised because nothing about those restaurants seem clean.
So any that's Denny's the exception, not to. The example. Right?
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you eat at any other restaurant now, picture in your mind's eye a Denny's, just your local Denny's, and then go... Well, I'm about to eat at a place that is somehow dirtier than that.
Damn, dude. Did they not take the food into account?
Probably not. They probably just looked around.
Yeah.
Scoped it out. They went, let's see. Some people eating over there. That guy's getting his dick sucked. Kitchen looks in order. And we get a passing grade.
They're like, well, okay, he's groomed. He is groomed.
He's groomed.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just glad that Kat Dennings in the end had good hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys learn a lot about Denny's?
I learned things I want to refute. The thing I can take, again, knowing my Denny's, at least, or the Denny's I grew up around, there were many, and having an image of it burned into my brain, I can't wrap my head around clean. I can wrap my head around dick sucked in restaurants.
Yeah, that definitely tracks. That definitely tracks. Like, you know, the one I used to go to was like right next to a freeway on ramp in front of a Best Western.
Oh, Jesus.
And so that just already seems like people are getting their dick sucked in that general area. And it's probably just overflow into the Denny's.
It extends into the Denny's, yeah.
Someone was like, hey, do you want to go back to my Best Western? And they said, why?
Yep. There's a perfectly good Denny's.
We're right here at Denny's.
We're already here at Denny's.
We can go under the overpass to the 91 freeway if you want.
Holy shit. Let's just go
to the Denny's.
Grand slam my throat inside the Denny's. We don't have to get a hotel room.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Big Dipper melt. Indeed.
Foul ball.
What?
3-pointer. Slam dunk.
Swish.
Nothing but net.
Swish.
There you go.
Michael and Jordan present space.
That's not. Legally, we can't call it that.
No one can hear you get your dick sucked. That's the tagline.
In space, no one can hear you cream.
Oh, God.
All right, Eric, you took it too far.
He took it too far. In space, there's only one Lola Bunny. The real one.
And it's the good one. It's the good one.
The good one. Did they ever send a rabbit into space? Was that one of the animals they experimented on?
Yeah, and then the rabbit came back hot. And now what?
They sent her into space, but they dressed her like a basketball player.
Yeah. That rabbit's name? Lola Bunny.
Dude,
what's up,
they
Doc?
Nerfed her. There's a nerf.
They nerfed Lola Bunny. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a nerf job, dude.
Straight up.
This PC Lola Bunny bullshit.
Fucking patched her out, dude. What's the point? Well, those are the facts. We can now fuck around a little bit. I don't know what else to say.
She just used to be, the thing is, she used to be like God tier, and now she's like scrub tier, straight up.
Yeah.
Like, he's come around, you see?
Yeah.
She used to be banned from tournaments.
Yeah. She used to be Marth. She used to be like Marth status.
Oh, shit.
Now she's Pichu. It's fucked up.
What was her up and B?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, I'll tell you what the up B is.
Uh-oh.
It was generally like a jump move.
Yeah, it's like slamming a basketball. I didn't think you wanted to know that.
It's a recovery thing. It's not really good for attacking.
Anyway,
did we fuck around enough in that, or are we good?
I think so.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just making
sure. The fucking around has been throughout.
Nick wants to go in, he needs to clip all the fucking around, take it out, and compile it in one section. I would say middle. That's where he needs to drop it, something like that. We're tracking. We're only 40 minutes in.
Yeah. Do you remember when this show started and we're like, it'll be half an hour, we'll just talk about the food. You go back and listen to like those first episodes. Anyway, this is what it is now.
What I can say confidently, though, is that didn't last long.
No, it didn't. It really didn't. Like, the second episode is like an hour.
You are legitimately talking about a few episodes. And then we realized we need to fuck around because it grew, right? The seeds of food were planted. And from that grew fucking around. And, you know, I feel like it's
silly.
You gotta spit silly, you know? Maybe we should try to compile it more to a section, but how do you stop silly in action? It just seems wrong.
You don't.
The Applebee's episode was probably what started it, because we went from like 45 minutes to that one being, I want to say, an hour and 45 and got
edited
down.
Yeah, that was a long, weird one.
Oh, yeah.
It got edited down. And there were like some gems in there that did not make it.
That's still probably the longest episode we've ever done, the Applebee's one. I forgot. And we were like, you just got to cut chunks out.
Yeah. There was a whole bit where we were talking about the founder's Twitter.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yep.
We edited that out for her protection.
Yep.
Because we don't trust you, the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We were protecting her
from
from the listeners.
But Eric does want you to tweet him your thoughts on Lola Bunny and
absolutely
which one you
don't do that.
Oh yeah,
guess and what?
Any
it's
pictures.
Already
any
it's
pictures?
Already out there.
No, there are ones where her feet are like really big, ugh. Maybe.
Ugh. Well, they're always normal. Big. She's a bunny rabbit.
Like maybe bigger.
That's what I'm saying,
maybe
man.
Bigger than usual. Maybe one where she's like big and like round.
Oh, you're
and
saying
inflated?
Like just give her clown feet, like just go nuts.
Yeah, man, go nuts and send it to Eric.
Put her in clown shoes, and then in the next picture, she's taking the shoes off, and they're so big, and she says, "These are so tight on my big, big feet."
Oh, and as she's taking the shoes off, make sure you draw stink lines.
Stink like lines, big stink lines.
Gotta have the stink lines.
But then draw Daffy
they're
Duck.
Sweaty.
Draw Daffy Duck in the background, and he's going like, wow, like he's like shocked. He loves it. Daffy Duck's like a foot freak, straight up.
Well, he's doing like the float, like when they smell food, except it's her feet stink.
It's the stink lines, yeah.
He's going like, auga, but he's a duck.
Yeah, his eyes are popping out.
It's fucking crazy.
Guys, turns out we did have something to spit silly about.
Jordan, tell me about the food.
Hey, life finds a way. The Big Dipper Melt is tender pot roast with melted Swiss cheese, caramelized onions, and mayo on grilled Texas toast. That's where we are. Served with French onion au jus for dipping and a side of wavy cut fries. What the fuck are wavy cut fries?
That's what we had.
And were those it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like regular fries to me.
What? They were like a little wavy. They were wavy. But is that crinkle cut? Is that the same thing as wavy?
But that's not what these these are.
The crinkles were lengthwise.
Yeah, well, these crinkles are vertical.
I know. I'm just saying it's the best way I can. It's the best way. I just see like a burn mark in the middle. It's the best way I can describe
How's
it. Is like they're like crinkle cut, but different. But that's basically if you closed your eyes and ate it, that's what it is.
Way to be different, Denny's. More power to you, I guess.
Yeah.
We do our fries a little different.
Suck
here
on that
Denny's.
One, Danny.
Oh, somebody's getting sucked, I'll tell you. It's a Denny's. It's a matter of time. The press material says, quote, at Denny's, our culinary innovation team. Here we go. I hate it already.
Mm-hmm.
Our culinary innovation team is focused on crafting affordable, high-quality dishes that make comfort food available to everyone, said John Dillon, chief brand officer for Denny's. Our team is constantly working to create new offerings. Yum, yum. I love offerings that feed all the senses.
What? Whoa.
Fueling our customers' bodies and souls by developing delicious and varied options that our guests have come to expect. Dude, know your audience. It's Denny's. Tell them you put some slop on a plate and you slid it out.
No,
to them.
I don't know about you. I went to Denny's to get my soul fed.
What the fuck? I need all my senses refueled.
When people talk about soul food, they're always referencing Denny's.
Yep.
Every time.
How did this one affect your sense of touch, you guys?
Oh, it was wet.
How did this one affect your sense of hearing? Did it squish?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the squish?
Ew. Yeah, it did. Like, that's what they want you. Like, yeah, this is for hearing, too. Gross.
Damn.
Yuck.
I don't understand this gobbledygook that they...
Look, I'll say this. We haven't... Out. I feel like we haven't got real press material in a while. Maybe
we
I'm
haven't.
Wrong.
I was going to point
it's
that out.
True. It's been...
But as much as you
been
hate
nice.
It...
It wasn't until I read the words culinary innovation team that I was like, I remember why I hate these.
Right. They've been scraping lately.
A lot of places don't do full, like, press release stuff. Denny's, they're like McDonald's. Like, they know their shit. Like, they have this stuff on lock. They've been doing it for so long that
somehow.
They just do. This is what they do best.
But these always make me sad because they have quotes like, our team is constantly working to create new offerings that feed all the senses. And it's like, and this is what you came up with?
Yeah, it's just a guy whose job it is to talk big about a sandwich. And it's just like, what can you say about a sandwich? I don't know. You can hear it.
I'm always in favor of like underselling and over-delivering. This is an oversell and an underdeliver.
But they don't have to. They don't have to undersell you. They just have to get you in the door. They don't give a fuck if you like it.
I guess it.
That's it.
I guess it worked on us. We ate it.
We ate it. We got us, and we didn't even get our dick sucked. yet.
Damn. Oh. You're right.
Denny's, you owe us.
Yeah. You better make good, Denny's.
I just like Nick going, oh.
Shit.
I'm still just trying to wrap my head around that one. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's so outlandish. It's so insane. And it was only 5 years ago.
Not that long ago.
That wasn't even like the Wild West, you know?
The Wild West. Back in 1868.
You know what
Get
I mean?
Get my dick sucked at a Denny's.
If I heard, like, you know,
at a rootin'
the 80s
time.
Or 90s, people were doing blow in the bathroom.
Hey, that's IHOP.
And their dick sucked, you know, and they were, like, smoking cigars in the, you know, like, I don't know. I can see that. I've seen movies. But 5 years ago, that guy just went, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Not even the
audacity of it isn't that just some guy went for it. You had two people that went for it.
Yep.
You had someone offer and someone
How
go.
How did the conversation
Hell
happen?
Yeah. Awesome. Let's do it.
And there's someone who filmed it.
Yeah. And then the person filming it being like, I got to get in on this.
The number of people that greenlit this thing 5 years ago in the middle of a Denny's is insane to me. It's insane.
I like the idea, green lighting this idea.
Someone you think in there would go, no. No, could you imagine even if there's someone in the background going, no, stop, you think that would ruin it.
Yeah.
So apparently no one questioned this. No one stopped it. They just let it happen.
Yep.
Well, what would you do, Michael? Would you like get up in there and separate them? Be like, no, stop.
I mean, fighting dogs.
Look, yeah. don't get me wrong. Do? I probably
no,
would
get
do
out of
nothing.
Your mouth. Give. Give.
I would probably Drop do it. Nothing. But I'm not a normal person, right? I'm not someone that would be like, oh my God, I saw something troubling, or oh, these people need to be fired, or whatever. I'd just be like, oh shit. And then I would run and tell you guys. I can't imagine that was the standard reaction of the people in Denny's.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was filled with people like us who would just be like, who? I don't know. I don't know. But if there was any normal humans, unlike us in there, that liked the new Lola Bunny, you think they would say, what are you doing? Stop. Don't do that in Denny's.
Lola Bunny, no, not in Denny's.
Okay, look, that's a rabbit, and this shouldn't be happening in Denny's. I know two things.
Uh-huh.
Should we review the food now?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I've been waiting on you. Well, here's the only thing. I hate to slow us down, but getting the food. Eric seemed very upset about it.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting to that Denny's. It's like the same place where we had to go to go to Applebee's or whatever, where it's like off 35, where like 183, 290, and 35 all meet. And it's just a fucking headache to sit behind. I almost got slammed into by like two different cars who just not paying attention. It's just that part of just driving around there, it just fucking sucks. And then I went inside and everyone refused to help anyone at the front to get a table. It was Denny's midday. It was exactly what you expect. It fucking sucked. So that was a bummer. Put me in a bad mood.
Yeah, he showed up with like a, as he
he just
took
came,
the food
he
out.
Got out of his car and like slammed it on the,
I hate
on the
being
hood
late.
And was like, eat.
I hate being late. And it was just like, everything compounded into being late with this, and it was like, oh, fuck, it makes me miserable. I hate it.
Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Is there anything? Is there anything we can do? Can we take
no,
you back
you know
to
what,
Denny's
you know what
and
you
see
can
if
do?
They can apologize?
No,
by,
you know
like,
what you want
you
people
relax?
To send you twice as many Lola pics? You know what you can do for me? You can tell me if it was worth it to go get by rating the food.
Oh, I have bad news for you, bud.
What?
What does that mean? Yeah, he's about to blow your socks off. Jordan, hit it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get this. I didn't like it. I know. Surprising. Shocking,
you
even.
You did, though. How did you like it, though?
How did I like it?
Yeah, where's the twist?
Oh, the
you
twist?
You where you're like, absolutely terrible that I didn't have this sooner.
No, there's no twist.
Oh.
What is the au jus supposed to taste like? Like,
it said.
I think it's like
brown
it's like
water.
A meat. It's like a meat drippings sort of like
French
What'd you call
onion.
Me?
Oh. Shit. Why'd you look at me?
You were talking. So.
What was the answer? I said French onion.
There you go.
You said, what's this
anyway,
taste like?
basically, you're dipping it into something that doesn't taste like anything, and it mm-hmm. just makes your food wet.
But your food's already wet. Your food was already wet to begin with.
It was very wet to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to live up, you know, it told me Big Dipper, so I started Big mm-hmm. Dipping,
mm-hmm.
and it just made it worse.
Oh.
It just made it a sloppy, wet mess.
Well, that's not good.
And it already didn't taste good on its own. I was like, well, let me just try it, like, not sopping wet. And it's just, there's just nothing there.
I agree.
I guess the bread was pretty good. But, like, hot roast and mushrooms and onions and mayo. I'm not a melty guy. Like, patty melts and shit. Not really my jam. So already this was fighting an uphill battle. And it didn't help that it came from Denny's, a restaurant that sucks.
I don't know if it helps, but you said mushrooms. There were no mushrooms, so.
Oh, maybe that was onion. Sorry. I don't know. It was all, they were all brown. All just brown food.
What did you give him?
I have no idea. I don't know if he knows.
Anyway, I don't really have anything to say about it other than it was perfectly bad.
Wow.
What should I give it, Michael?
I don't know. I'm speechless. Perfectly bad. I'm thinking, let's see, what is Jordan going to rate it? I'm guessing, you tell me, based on your... Because sometimes you throw me off.
Okay.
You'll, like, really slam it and then give it a higher score than I thought. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I'm going to guess you're going to give it somewhere, like, 35?
That is exactly the number I was going to give it.
There you go.
Wow.
You fucking nailed it.
Damn.
Good job.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to give it a 68.
Well, we'll find out right now. Here's the thing.
What a tease.
I don't like Swiss cheese. I don't like mayo. And I don't really care for pot roast. I don't dislike it.
Here comes the twist.
I like the sandwich a lot.
Wow.
I scarfed it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I legit liked the sandwich. It was messy as shit. It was greasy. They did give you a cup of water for some reason to dip it in. When Eric handed it to me, I said, this looks like water. Why is this water? And they were like, mm-hmm. no, it's the au jus sauce. And then everyone was eating it. And then they were like, I can't taste anything. What is this supposed to taste like? And I just kept saying, it's water. This is water. I think I said... Am I a dog? Is this my water uh-huh. bowl? Because it's a little bowl. So that really didn't do shit for it. Like a sucker, I kept dipping it in because it was the Big Dipper. It added nothing to it. But in my delight, several pieces of pot roast fell out of my mouth while I was eating it onto the ground. And I was like, man, I wanted to eat that. And I'm not going to pick it up off the ground, you know, because of COVID. Obviously, I would have picked it up off the ground
right.
if we weren't in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a parking lot. But I liked it more than I thought I would.
Uh-huh.
So it's not amazing. It's not great. But again, in my brain, not only did I like it, but you're talking about Denny's. Denny's is not good.
Right.
If you think Denny's is good, you're wrong. Sort your life out, okay? Go look at Lola Bunny stinky feet.
Figure it out.
Okay? But it's not good. This was good, in my opinion, for Denny's. And for Denny's, Jordan's almost spot on. I'm going to give it a 63.
Wow.
For Denny's. Another restaurant probably would have been lower.
It's a average score of 49, which I think is...
Below average. Yeah.
If I took myself out of my own body, it shouldn't be for two people. I'd be shocked if it was over a 50. So I can come to terms with that.
I like that you gave it like a weighted grade because it's like, well, it's an okay sandwich, but it's from Denny's and that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
For them.
Absolutely.
Overachievers
man.
Over here, Denny's.
Oh, for sure, man. It surprised me. It was a big sandwich. It wasn't giant, but it was filling, you know? I've talked about it. It's food.
I ate half of it. We're done now.
Yep.
We're done now. I'm telling you, that sandwich, that pot roast, Swiss cheese, magic mushroom sandwich it didn't have, those are the weird vibes at the beginning of the episode. It's because I ate the whole thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know what they put in it. I think maybe they laced it with something. This guy's mad today. Look at him just storming over here.
I'm a little upset just because... You know, I haven't eaten Denny's in a long time, like 10 years.
Right. Sensibly.
And now that streak is over and it wasn't even worth it, really.
Oh, yeah, but it would never be worth it.
Why did you just give me a granola bar?
Chewy bar, baby. Fiber one. This is like super normal. This is a super normal human thing.
What's going on here?
What's twist? That? Did someone shit on it or something?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what's special about this very regular granola bar?
What do you mean? Melissa M. sent us the Fiber One oats and chocolate chewy bars.
Oats and chocolate. What's special about them?
Nothing.
What's the note? No note? No.
Is there a funny note?
Are there any Lola picks?
No Lola picks.
Did Melissa just have this in her, like, she had a couple left and she wasn't going to eat them? So
she really wanted to send something, but didn't want to buy anything.
As a snack, I sent y'all some, it's hard to read the word y'all, some Fiber One oats and chocolate chewy bars. Years ago, I had some dietary health issues, and one of the effects was my poop absolutely refused to leave my body. Hmm. So I got to spend lots and lots of times trying all sorts of fiber-heavy foods to help kick it out. That's how I discovered these Fiber One bars. I think they taste pretty good, and I still like to eat them from time to time just so my poop remembers who's in charge here. Hope y'all like them, too. A loyal jammer and spice mouse, Melissa M.
Very good letter, Melissa. Thank you. And
very good.
It explains that there's, you know, a hardship backstory
right.
to it.
There's a history.
That, yeah,
because
helps
without
humanize
that, this would
this
be
very,
confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. Is otherwise unremarkable snack.
What I liked about Melissa's tale is when you got to the part of saying I had dietary problems, I just held it inside screaming, poop, poo, poo. You eat the poo, poo. And I thought they took the classy route and then they just started talking about the poop again and again. And I really liked that.
Right.
I like that. I appreciate that. I don't know who's echoing, but I'm about to fly into a rage. Eric's staring at Nick like it's Nick. Nick also is still here. He was supposed to be gone. I thought he was leaving halfway through the episode. The episode is over now. He's still here. I feel like he's just wasted Nicholas's time for no reason. So I'm confused by the whole thing. I looked over and I forgot
Don't forget
he
about
was still
Craig.
Here.
Craig's still
Craig,
working.
Is Craig even nope. here? Did he leave?
Craig left.
Piece of shit. I fucking hate that thing. Don't get me started. Anyway, this thing, it's a granola bar. It's fine. It's good. It's thick. I don't like super thick chewy bars, but I guess I never eat these as a meal, and that's kind of what they are. They're like meal replacement or like if you have a long gap between breakfast and lunch.
I was going to say that if you are someone who has to eat a lot of these, I could see why, you know, you would have the refined palate of fiber bar. Okay, Nick's leaving.
Bye, Nick. Now he felt embarrassed.
Yeah, he doesn't even give a shit.
He's got, what is on his steering wheel?
Monkey mask.
He just said, oh, whoops. He left his like microphone clamp on his steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, like if you eat enough of these Fiber One bars and try the different flavors,
there he goes.
You're gonna have an acquired taste for it, and you're gonna be like, ooh, this one's different and good. It tastes like a regular granola bar. There's nothing special about it.
I mean, it's granola and chocolate is what it is. Why did you shake your head?
I heard all kinds of honking.
Well, I beeped goodbye, and he beeped back, and then you
that was
flipped
me.
Out.
He looked up to see if it was Nick. It was me. It was me, Eric.
Damn.
Oh, all along? All right. Deal. Well, it's pretty good. I'm 60.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 60 as well.
There you go. Average
What's
score
the average
60?
On that?
That's an average score of 60.
You're so fast.
Guys, this episode is too short.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. It's under an hour recording. Here's what I want to bring up. We got to do some kind of thing for Eric at the end, because I don't like ending on this note. He's all bummed out. He's shaking his head. His attitude is off.
Everything's fine.
And like, we need to do like a post-jam pep-up or something.
All right, let's pep him up.
I don't know
let's
what we could do.
Let's take him to Denny's.
He's been... No. Ooh, hang on.
Get him...
You want a toy? You want to go get a toy?
Oh.
No.
Don't smile just for us, okay? I'm getting some real mud mouth eating this thing.
Yeah, me too.
That's coming through. But
I kind of stopped eating it.
It's not chewing, but it's mud mouth. Oh, I just want to finish it because then
it's
in
so
my
dense.
Fucking car. It's so dense. I got half of it in my car. And now I'm just like, you know what? It wouldn't hurt my digestive system if I finished it.
Yeah. Yeah, really? Like, because that's.
You gotta remind your poop.
We just ate zero fiber slop. So it's probably a good idea to have a fiber one bar
really
to help it out.
Counters it out. Yep. You got to remind your poop who's boss.
That's right.
Like Melissa said.
Like Melissa. hey, guys, check this out. Do you want to send us snacks? You can, but
no.
Do you? Not you. Talking to the audience.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Do you want to send us spicy snacks?
No.
You can do that too. We are still looking for spicy snacks. If you want to send us regular snacks or spicy snacks, and I'm not talking about Pocky One Chip Challenge shit because that's hacky. We're looking for like Takis, like crazy, you know, things that are out of the ordinary. Some spicy snacks. You can send them to Face Jam, care of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. We have some stuff coming up that maybe we need the spicy snacks for. Maybe not. We'll see. We're trying to put something together. We'll see what happens.
That one's a little bit more like a Johnson & Johnson.
Right. That's a 60%.
Can I just say, too, if you're going to send snacks, you're doing all the work, just slip in a couple of Lola picks.
You don't have to slip in any Lola picks.
You don't have to, but you can, right? You're already going through the trouble of getting the snacks and mailing it and, like, writing a stupid name. It's spelled weird and the address and everything. Just slip in a couple of prints, you know? Maybe a high gloss? Something that really
signed
sheens, that would look good. You could hang on the wall.
Signed?
Maybe.
Who's signing
signed.
It?
Lola Bunny.
Lola
dude.
Bunny, you idiot.
Catch up, you little idiot.
You little bug, I'll squish you.
I'll hang one in my bathroom, and then someone just keeps going, "Are you done yet?" And I'm going, I'm almost finished. Hang on. I'm still going. I'm eating another fiber bar. I'll be out in 5 minutes. And they say, "It's been 30 minutes already." And then they come in and they go, why is this high gloss signed Lola Bunny print on the floor, not hanging on the wall? And I go, oh, it must have fallen off. Hang on, let me put that back up there.
And if you would like to send more than one, the second one should be, for comparison, a real bunny in basketball trunks.
Please.
Also signed.
Please, if you also own a signed. Bunny. If you own a bunny, please.
We need to know.
Put your rabbits in basketball shorts and tweet at FaceJamPod.
Safely.
Yeah.
Why is this the joke?
I don't know.
Because you brought happened. It up.
Yep. So
I brought up a lot of stuff in this episode.
Well, you can follow for more updates at FaceJamPod on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's where you can also get more information about our live stream or event thing. I don't know what we're calling it. I don't know if it's going to be live. On April 1st. We'll have more details very soon. And that's what
Please
we'll be doing.
Please know this is not an April Fool's joke.
Yep. So it's a real thing. It's
Why
real.
Are these people walking by laughing at us?
Because they looked at you and they said, this fucking guy, look at his car.
They looked at Jordan and they went, oh, Lola Bunny, huh? And they pointed. They did like,
they
did rabbit ears.
Just by looking at him?
They did rabbit ears.
Oh,
and chuckled.
Oh, no. So get all the information there and also go to store.roosterteeth.com for all your Face Jam merchandise needs. Maybe some new stuff really soon. Keep an eye on it. We'll let you guys know when we have stuff going out. That's all the housekeeping that we have, Jordan. Michael, anything else?
Nah, dude. My house is clean.
Jordan?
I there's someone approaching you. I want to see
you about
how
to get carjacked?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the same guy from last time.
Security, dude.
Oh, I thought he was going to knock on your window. Oh, it looked like he was going to knock on your fucking window.
He did.
That guy likes to walk up to cars aggressively and then freak people out.
Yep. He's fucking duking
Poor guy's
me,
just walking. Poor guy's just walking, and you chuckleheads are attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just, you know what? He doesn't have bunny ears.
You're right.
You think less of him.
Yep. Or basketball
now,
shorts.
Imagine that man with bunny ears. shorts. And then question why Joe made him.
Right. Why? Why would you do that, big man? Joe, come on.
Because he's made in his image.
It's true.
All right. Rate and subscribe. Tell a Let friend ask, about the show where we eat food and rate the food. Too late, Michael.
Let me ask you this. How long All could right. we fuckface this thing?
Oh, my God.
Right? That's a
Do
thing.
We want to try?
Well, I have a very tight schedule today. But that means nothing to me now, right? Like, I'm in the moment. I'm just drinking it in.
Mm-hmm.
Future Michael can deal with the scheduling issues.
Right now, I'm just worried about sad Eric.
I'm good.
From mad to sad. No, I went from mad to sad, and now he's, like, put off.
Now, I'm glad.
You're a garbage bag?
What the fuck?
What are you doing with your teeth?
I'm showing you them to assert dominance.
No, chimps do that when they submit.
They show teeth?
He's yeah, submitting
like
to
a,
us.
You look like
no,
a
I don't
scared
think
chimp.
I don't think it's submission. I think it's aggression. Mm-hmm.
Since Nick left, there's two of us on this side and just little Eric in his car across.
Yeah, you
from
look
us.
Like over here.
And
a
he's
tiny
submitting
chimp
to us.
Begging for his life.
Uh-huh.
We'll spare you.
Cut all of this.
No, it's over now.
Goodbye.